Julia, it said, grief is toxic to the Godhead. Yours has forced him to retreat, allowing us to seize the Metaquantal Bridge again.
I think I may be dying, she said in a slurred voice.
Then make your last moments count. Act now before he returns and crushes us all.
Almost without hesitation, Julia reached out to the console finger pad, moved one of the pointers over to that innocuous button and clicked it. Alerts popped up. Preset override. Full launch initiated. Just as ferocious, blazing light poured from Talavera's dead face, Julia looked up and snarled, "Eat that, you bitch!" The first wave of 50 missiles launched out of the Great Hub's docking bay, followed by the other 9 waves at 4-second intervals. By now, the Godhead's continental immensity was looming towards the Hegemony station from the side, its 1,000-mile-wide surface an expanse of unceasing deformation, a mutable silver-grey ocean perturbed by unseen, unfathomable forces. The Vor and Shintanil vessels had abandoned their neat formations soon after the scratch force of aggression AI ships had arrived with orders to damage and delay. One aggression craft, a Talon-class destructor, was engaged in a double dogfight with 2 Shintanil interceptors when the first flock of missiles acred towards the Godhead. Almost immediately, the interceptors broke off and headed for the Hegemony station, as did every other Vor and Shintanil ship. The aggression craft, which called itself Extra Brutal after its denotation EB634, knew what had to be done, even as new orders flashed in from the construct commander sim, defend the Great Hub. The aggression AI was about to comply when its long-range sensors spotted something rising from the heaving surface of the Godhead. A Shintanil crypt ship. Signal bursting and alert on the command channel, the AI Extra Brutal altered course in the direction of the Godhead. Even if the crypt ship had half the usual complement of interceptors, that might still be enough to shoot down the missiles. The missiles themselves were powered to a fearsome level, each one driven by a multi-field plasma engine. The Extra Brutal computed that they could cross the intervening 600-odd miles in less than 48 seconds, 5 of which had already lapsed. Not only that, but a second wave was on its way. And a third. The Extra Brutal didn't know what kind of payload they were carrying, but it doubted that they could inflict any serious damage on the Godhead's monolithic subplanetary tonnage. Yet, who could be certain? One of them might get lucky. The heavy thrust of the destructor's twin plasma engines drove it downwards. Interceptors were darting away from the crypt ship, and the AI Extra Brutal prepped a falling sword pattern of homing tagger probes rigged for hull splatter countermeasures. As soon as they were launched, the construct AI swung into a braking trajectory away from the missiles into whose collective path it had strayed. Then it loosed a spread of proximity splitters at the Shintanil interceptors not hazed by the tagger probes, some of which were opening fire on the first wave of descending missiles. The Extra Brutal felt a moment of satisfaction, then turned its attention to the crypt ship.